being, or perhaps even a new state of her flat. And it's more of the same, except slightly different, right here on WMFO in Medford. That was Towns Van Zandt with Dublin Blues, and that was originally recorded by Guy Clark, and that was off of The Highway Kind, a posthumous live album of Towns, released in 1997 after his death on New Year's Day that year. And we're going to get into it. No time for dilly-dallying. We're going to start off with a number. It is, in fact, graduation day here on the Tufts campus. So applause to all who earned their cat skins. And this one is going out to all of you.
Skin dry and electric, lines in the sand along the
Canadian Heroes, Tragically Hip, with My Music at Work. And before that, we had local heroes Pink Slip with I Smell Burning off of their debut EP released last year. And they just opened for Big D and the Kids Table this past week in a sold-out show that laid the groundwork for a banger display at Somerville Porch Fest. And they have a show coming up next month to celebrate the release of their new EP called Suck City, but more on that later. And we started off with Madness Baggy Trousers from their sophomore album, Absolutely. Up next, what do we have? We're gonna have a Clash cover, we're gonna have a little Prince, but we're getting things started with a number by Jacques Dutronc, and the title translates to The Cacti.
Yeah. 함께 를 보기만 Another rock of a crow Wish wish 해들 보다 부드럽 살아있을 시기 속일 카디아 Rabat for centre ville Can't depend on will I finish
That was Rashid Taha with a cover of The Clash's Rock of the Casbah. Before that, we had Prince and the Revolution from 1985's Around the World in a Day. The song was America. And we started off with Jacques Dutronc, Le Cactus, The Cacti, from 1966's Et moi, et moi, et moi. And as we listened to the sounds of Inti Jimani playing Victor Jara's Charagua, let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. And it's Well, it's the WMFO Live Day promo. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date on Saturday, June 1st, 2024. It's Live Day 24. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford in the Boston area, or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours live from WMFO studios. It's Live Day 24. You'll hear Ronnie DeShane, Happy Little Clouds, and the Tear Downs. And once again, you can catch Live Day 24 on 91.5 FM WMFO in the Boston area, or worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on Saturday, June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a single second. And let's have a look at what's going on in the local scene. It's the scene report, and it's a pretty jam-packed one. Well, first of all, if you went out to Ralph's Rock and Roll Diner last night and saw Super Jerk rock the place, good on you. Your presence has been noted. But on the 25th of May at the Jungle, you could see The Only Humans, Digit Parka, Steve Sabrizi, and My Name is Blue Sky. That's at 4 p.m., $10, 21 plus. On the 26th at O'Brien's, you can see Problems, Flush Produce, Lavengers, and Battle Mode, 8 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door. It's 21 plus show. On the 28th, also at O'Brien's in Scenic Rat City, Alston, you can see Monsoon on tour. And they'll be backed by Lady Pills and Trash Rabbit. 8 p.m. is the hour. $13 is the cost. 18 plus is the age restriction. Also on the 28th, at Notch in Brighton, you can see Thrust Club, Phantom Ocean, and Honey Cassette. At 7 p.m., it's a free show. However, there is a request that you bring some non-perishable canned food items for the local food drive. So do that. Be a good egg. But don't actually bring eggs. Those are not perishable. Those are perishable. Ha ha. So, but it's also a 21 plus show, just so you know. On the 2nd of June at Coco's Clubhouse in Cleveland Circle, you have to ask for the address on that one. You could see Today Junior, Super Down, The Nicotines, and Unseemlier. 7 p.m., $10, 21 plus. On the 14th, it's the show I alluded to earlier. Well, not alluded, I directly referenced it. It's Deep Cuts in Medford. You could see Pink celebrate the release of their new EP, Suck City, and they'll be backed by The Pomps and Hell Beach. Doors are at 7, shows at 8, $15 in advance, 20 at the door, and it's 18 plus. And on the 25th at Notch in Brighton, you can see Tiffy kick off their Northeast tour. They'll be playing in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, Montreal, Quebec, and back to Massachusetts in time for Nice a Fest, which will be in Davis Square, July 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. And you can see all the bands I mentioned, well, most of the bands I mentioned, and a few more I didn't mention. If you go to niceafest.com, you can see the full details. That being said, here's a couple songs for the ghosts that haunt Shays in Harvard.
stranger, cover up the scars. Put on your game face, left you in a bar to try and save face. You can only lean on me for so long. Bring the ship about to watch a friend drown. Sit on the ledge, get you to come down. You can only lean on me for so long.
That's Blink-182 with Man Overboard from their 2005 Greatest Hits. And before that, we had Time and Place, Ships That Pass, title track to the 2019 EP. And I can confirm a Time and Place new album. It's coming soon. So, you know, gather your life savings, cut off your personal connections, clear your schedule for the next couple decades, because you're going to be wanting to, let this one marinate in your internal juices, spiritually, of course. And at the start, we had George Harrison, Wawa, from All Things Must Pass. And at the start of the show, the very start of the show, I played a number by Townes Van Zandt. I neglected to mention that I played it because today is the birthday of a good friend of mine, Mr. Brian Wood, formerly of Mendon and Brighton, now of Hudson. Hope you're doing well, Brian. Hope to see you soon. And I'm going to play this next song for him as well. It's a number by Phil Oakes, and those are two artists that he very much enjoys. And also coming up in a few days, it'll be my birthday, and I'm going to be playing a song by Victor Jara that I really like, when it really turned me on to his music and to the wider expanse of Chilean folk culture. And then there'll be a number by Billy Bragg in the middle. It's a take on a Bob Dylan song that came out over 20 years ago and yet remains achingly relevant with each passing year. But we're going to start things off with a number by Mr. Phil Oakes from his second album, I Ain't Marching Anymore.
From the flat plains of Ohio, we drifted out one day for the southern part of a journey. Underneath the bridge, the Ohio River sang as we headed for the hills of West Virginia. And the red sun of the morning was smiling through the trees as the darkness of the night was quickly fading and the fog hugged the road like a cloudy, cloudy sea when we drove through the hills of West Virginia. We smoked the tobacco and drank of the wine, and we spoke of the forest we were passing, and the road would wind and wind and wind when we drove through the hills of West Virginia. Among all the wealth of the beauty that we passed, there was many old shacks a-growing older, and we saw the broken bottles laying on the grass when we drove through the hills of West Virginia. The Virginia people watched as we went riding by. Oh, proud as a boulder they were standing, and we wondered at each other with a meeting of the eye when we drove through the hills of West Virginia. And once in a while we would stop by the road and gaze at the womb of the valley, almost wishing for a path down below, where we stopped in the hills of West Virginia. Up and down and all around we took our restless ride, and the rocks they were staring cold and jagged, where explosions of the powder had torn away the side, where we drove through the hills of West Virginia. And the orange sun was falling on the southern borderline, as the shadows of the night were now returning, and we knew the mountains followed us and watched us from behind, when we drove from the hills of West Virginia. When we drove from the hills of West Virginia.
An Israeli bulldozer killed poor Rachel Carey as she stood in its path in the township of Rafa. She lost her young life in an act of compassion, trying to protect the poor people of Gaza, whose homes are destroyed by tank shells and bulldozers, and whose plight is exploited by suicide bombers who kill in the name of the people of Gaza. But Rachel Carey believed in non-violent resistance, put herself in harm's way as a shield of the people, and paid with her life in a manner most brutal. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize our fears, take the rag away from your face, 'cause now ain't the time for your tears. Rachel Carey had 23 years. She was born in the town of Olympia, Washington, a skinny, messy, list-making chain smoker who volunteered to protect the Palestinian people who had become non-persons in the eyes of the media, so that people were suffering and no one was seeing or hearing or talking or caring or acting. And the horrible math of the awful equation that brought Rachel Carey into this confrontation is that the spilled blood of a single American is worth more than the blood of 100 Palestinians. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize our fears, take the rag away from your face, 'cause now ain't the time for your tears. The artistic director of a New York theater canceled a play based on Rachel's writings, but she wasn't a bomber or a killer or a fighter, but one who acted in the spirit of the Freedom Riders. Is there no place for such a voice in America that doesn't conform to the Fox News agenda, who believes in non-violence instead of brute force, who is willing to confront the might of an army whose passionate beliefs were matched by her bravery, and the question she asked rings out round the world. If America is truly the beacon of freedom, then how can it stand by while they bring down the curtain and turn Rachel Corrie into a non-person? Oh, but you philosophize disgrace, criticize our fears, bury the rag deep in your face, 'cause now is the time.
El día 16 de marzo, cuando fue la toma de terreno, la 1 de la mañana, había una neblina espesa y esa fue la que lo favoreció mucho a nosotros, porque nosotros íbamos a tomar los otros terrenos y eso estaba lleno de carabineros. Y después nosotros lo fuimos a San Pablo. Ese día nosotros sufrimos mucho porque después llegaban camiones, llegaban toda la gente en carretela, en carritos de mano, toda la gente con su mochila, es decir, con su cosa de comida. Y entonces esa noche nosotros lo fuimos hacia adentro, despasado al canal. Y ese fue el accidente que tuvo esta señora de la guagua, que ella, la señora, me parece que estaba en cinta, me parece.
No.
Se había mejorado hace poco de guagua.
Compañerito Julio, no lo veo por ni un lado, ojalá que haya alcanzado a pescar todo lo oculto.
Ojalá que haya alcanzado a pescar todo lo oculto. Ojalá que haya alcanzado a pescar todo lo oculto.
Ya se inició
quiero callar la boca. Cuidado con los patos que pueden dejar la escoba. Cuidado con los patos que pueden dejar la escoba.
Soldados de la mañana dicen que dieron el dato. Mejor no caiga en mis manos, el traidor es desgraciado. Mejor no caiga en mis manos, el traidor es desgraciado. Mejor no caiga en mis manos, el traidor es desgraciado.
Compañero, calla la boca, cuidado con los pacos que pueden dejar la escoba. Cuidado con los pacos que pueden dejar la escoba.
No solté los bultos nunca. Seguí a la verde, ya falta poco. Cuidado con esas ollas, niña. Está durmiendo la hermina.
Porque el destino nos da la vida como castigo, pero nadie me acobarda si el futuro está conmigo. Pero nadie me acobarda si el futuro está conmigo.
Pero nadie me acobarda si el futuro está conmigo.
Ya se inició la toma, compañero, calla la boca.
Cuidado con los patos que pueden dejar la escoba. Cuidado con los pacos que pueden dejar la escoba.
Imaginar una casa. Cállate, corre. Al fin. ¿Qué juez? Ya llegamos. Y la hermina.
The one and only Victor Jara with La Toma, 16 de marzo 1967, from his 1971 album La Población. And that was with a spoken introduction by Bélgica Castro, a resident of the land seizure that is referenced in the title. Before that, we had Billy Bragg with a twist on Bob Dylan's The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll that he wrote in 2004 after the death of pro-Palestinian American activist Rachel Corrie, and yet it remains relevant 20 years on. That was The Lonesome Death of Rachel Corrie from the 2011 compilation Fight Songs. We start off with a number for my friend Brian Wood, Phil Oakes's Hills of West Virginia from his sophomore album I Ain't Marching Anymore. And that's going to do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you so much for tuning in to this first of several summertime time slots. Hey, look at that. Look at that thing I just did. So tune in every Sunday through the warmer months. If you are looking for a soundtrack for all of your summer goings-on, whether you're firing up the grill or you're stealing the camp canoe to go across the lake to the girls' camp. I'll tell you right now, the bug juice, it's not actually made of bugs. All right, tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different.
Take a break from all your worries. that be